today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special, and we're speaking about moderation in Islam.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Monday, 14th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 30th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Now, in this part, we'll listen to Chapter Hajj, that is Chapter 22, Verse 78.
وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ.
And strive for Allah with the striving due to Him. He has chosen you and has not placed upon you in the religion any difficulty. It is the religion of your father, Abraham. Allah named you Muslims before in former scriptures, and in this revelation that the Messenger may be a witness over you, and you may be witnesses over the people. So establish prayer and give zakah and hold fast to Allah. He is your protector, and excellent is the protector, and excellent is the helper.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran provides men with instructions. In fact, the Quran has begun from the simplest stage up to the last and highest stages of the servitude. The beginning words are about bowing and then superior to it, about prostration, and next to it, the statement is about any worship in general. The fulfillment of good deeds, irrespective of worship and other than them, comes later, and in the last stage, the Quran refers to holy struggle and effort and endeavor, whether they are done individually or socially, interior or exterior, and related to behavior, speech, ethics, and intention.
Allah, 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 Allah. ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
In this part, we're going to speak about the significance of moderation in Islam. It can be a challenge to draw the line between moderation and extremism. Different people can have different and relative views of what is moderate based on their own perspectives. This is due to factors which involve different thoughts, traditions, practices, and context when discussing moderation. However, that doesn't mean that its definition is ultimately subjective. On the contrary, it is argued that moderation is neither subjective nor determined by rational thought alone. This illustrates that Islamic teachings are against extremism. Instead, Islam promotes mercy, kindness, moderation, fairness, and justice.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we are trying to talk about the significance of moderation in Islam. So let's have a look at the moderation from a Quranic point of view. Islam recognizes the line which separates moderation and extremism, even in matters of the religion itself. If a Muslim transgresses this limit, where it involves harm and making the religion more difficult beyond our capacity, it is considered to be going against the religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, "La taghlu fi dinakum," do not exaggerate in your religion. This is Surah An-Nisa, verse 171. This illustrates that Islamic teachings are against extremism. Instead, Islam promotes mercy, kindness, moderation, fairness, and justice. Although the verse recited now was originally directed to the people of the book, Jews and Christians, its message can be related to all readers and all reciters of the Holy Quran, which is to stay away from extremism. Furthermore, this is clear that moderation in Islam also comes together with simplicity and mercy. The same message of moderation and gentleness can be seen in the Holy Quran again. وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينَ مَنْ حَرَجٍ. For it is He who has chosen you and laid upon you no hardship in the religion. This is Surah Al-Hajj, verse 78. The verse that I just recited shows that Islam only decrees, commands, and recommendations that resonate with human nature, fulfilling the bodily, intellectual, and spiritual needs of the human beings, and are guided by moderation.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
We are getting familiar with the ways to help us live consistently and constantly by moderation. We need to understand and appreciate how the scholars derive rulings from the Quran and Sunnah. This includes the Sharia decision-making tools and processes they applied. Not only does it aid us in understanding the extent and validity of their rulings, but it is also helps guide us in exhibiting open-mindedness towards the broader perspective of Islam on any issue. Without a prior understanding of that, we might exaggerate our understanding of the text and stray away from the intended meanings or constantly question the fatwas issued regarding contemporary issues. Developing a good comprehension of formulating a religious ruling or guidance will allow us to appreciate the process and our scholars better. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. Now we follow moderation in a speech. When conversing with people, we should not be overly boisterous and loud. Allah Almighty directed some of the companions to lower their voices when speaking to the Holy Prophet. Otherwise, all of their deeds would have been wiped away. Speaking loudly disturbs and irritates people who are sick, studying, sleeping, or engaged with other matters.
Humans have a body and they have a spirit, and they need to nourish both. They need to cater to both. They need to take care of both. Both of them have to be satisfied. In order to be happy, you take care of your body, your physical being, your material needs, your food, your drink, your clothing, where you sleep, where you shelter, where you live. And at the same time, you take care of your spiritual well-being. You take care of your spirit, of your nafs, and you nourish it. And you allow it to grow, and you take care of it. Islam is right in the middle. Some examples I will mention of how Islam teaches us moderation when it comes to juggling between dunya and akhirah, working for both dunya and akhirah, and not neglecting both, not concentrating on one and neglecting the other. The Quran and the Sunnah are full of emphasis on the need to balance between the two. There has to be a balance, and that is moderation. When you balance between two aspects, between both worlds, you end up getting the best of both worlds. And that is what Islam teaches us. Islam says that you can have the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. If you know what to do. If you follow the steps and guidelines of Islam. See, the Quran says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And there are some that ask Allah for dunya. When they pray, when they worship, Ya Allah, I want a house. I want a business. I want a promotion. I want that dream job of mine. I want that car. I want that wife. I want this. I want that. I want that vacation home. I want to go on this vacation. It's only dua for dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ. And they completely neglect their akhirah. They don't ask Allah. The same way they ask Allah to beautify their dunya, they don't ask Allah to beautify their akhirah. They neglect their akhirah. And then the Quran, the verse says, and then the second verse says, but there are some who balance between the two.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you for joining us and have a nice time. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي الإمامي لا
فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي